Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and this is your host, Elder Lydia. God bless you. Amen. I'm back again as promised. Amen. Yesterday I came on to continue with our warfare strategies review and ended up praying. Amen. Almost over 30 or so minutes, but that's okay. I mean, I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. And I hope each of you were blessed. Amen. But we're going to continue with our review on today, giving glory and honor to God once again. Amen. Because he is Lord over our lives and he is the giver. Amen. Of these weapons and strategies. Glory to God that we have in our arsenal. Amen. Some of which some of us didn't even know about. But we honor the Lord because he is continually revealing to us. Amen. Weaponry for us to use against the enemy, even as the day grows more and more evil, even as evil waxes worse and worse, which means it increases in strength. Even as evil does that, amen, the glory of God and the power of God is so much greater, and he has so much more wisdom, and so his wisdom and his knowledge is infinite. Glory to God. So whatever I need is, the Lord has it. Amen. All we have to do is humble ourselves under his mighty hand, submit to him, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from us. Glory to God. Amen. What scripture tells us, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. Amen. To the pulling down of strongholds, it lets us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Amen. To the pulling down of strongholds. It also tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. So we don't have to rely on our strength at any time. Amen. All we have to do is lean in heavily to our Savior, lean into the Savior and let him have his way. All we have to do is be willing and obedient, step in the places where he tells us to step, be still when he tells us to be still, sit when he tells us to sit, stand when he tells us to stand, speak when he tells us to speak, and be quiet when he says be quiet. It's for us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. He is our Lord and our Savior. He's our keeper, and he is our help. He is our strength on today. He is our provider. Glory to God, and he is the Lord of war. Amen. He is the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. And ultimately, every battle that we undergo in the earth, every battle, amen, that we find ourselves a part of, amen, the battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Amen. And he is the Lord who is victorious. And because his spirit is in us, we are victorious as well. Glory to God. The music that you hear in the background is not mine. Amen. I do not own the copyright to it. Glory to God. It is prophetic worship music. I use it and when I am praying, I use it. Amen. When I'm teaching, amen. I give glory to God that it's available to us on YouTube. It is Nathaniel Coe. Amen. And it is anointed. Amen. And I honor the Lord. Amen. For the anointing and the vessels, amen, that he has placed in the earth. I honor the Lord for all his authentic, amen, those that pray with the anointing, those that sing in the anointing, those that play instruments in the anointing. Glory to God. The Lord is doing this, and he is strategic. We have to rely on him, amen, for everything, and ask him for strategic plans, even for our day, even for our decisions, for every move that we have to make. We need to know, amen, the direction of the Lord and the way he would have us to go. Amen. Amen. So what we're doing today, amen, is we're coming back and we're doing our warfare strategies review. I did locate those notes from strategy number 54, and we will go over some of those today. But I'm going to begin with 101 because we left off with number 100. So I'm going to give you 101, and then we'll go back. Amen. To start beginning with number 54, and we'll go until all of this is completed, and then that will be the end of our 101 warfare strategies. Amen. And of course, we know that there is definitely more than 101 because the knowledge and the wisdom, the counsel of God is infinite, and he will give us what we need, even in the hour that we have need of it. He'll give us battle plans and strategies and tactics against the works of the enemy in the hour that we need them. So we don't have to rely simply on these lessons and on books that others have written, because the Lord himself is our source. Amen. He has written in his word, and he has given us a guide, the written word. But he also speaks into our hearts. Amen. His rhema word, his living voice. Amen. That speaks beyond even the words on the pages to give us a right now solution, a right now answer, a right now strategy, a right now battle plan. Amen. Against the works of the enemy, because the Lord sees those things we do not, because he is God. Amen. And we honor Yahweh today. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how. We give you glory and we give you honor. We give you praise. As a matter of fact, Lord, we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. We submit ourselves unto you, even in this hour, Father. And we ask that you cleanse us even now of all unrighteousness as we go forth, Lord God, in our study once again. Wash us now, Lord. Wash us of everything that is not like you. Cleanse us, Father, of those things that stink in your nostrils, Lord. We come out of agreement with the works of the enemy. We come out of agreement, Lord God, with the kingdom of darkness. We come out of agreement with all wickedness, with all sin, with all ungodliness, all unholiness. We come out of agreement, even the work with the works, Lord God, of our ancestors. We come out of agreement, Lord God, with secret societies and secret sins that were committed, Lord, by our ancestors and even by our families and by us, Lord. We come out of agreement with our own wickedness. We come out of agreement with the influence of darkness. Oh, Lord God, that your light might overtake us, that your light might lead us, that your light, oh, God, might transform us, oh, God, even in this hour. Oh, Lord, we break off every retaliation, every counter attack, every payback spirit, every backlash right now in the name of Yeshua, and we lose the light of heaven, even in the atmosphere. We lose your light. We lose your life-sustaining spirit, your life-quickening power, Lord God, even into these lessons, Lord God, that your people might hear and know, Lord God, and see that surely you are God and you are here, amen, to make a mighty move even in the midst of us. Amen. I want to turn this down just a little bit.
I didn't want to turn it off. I wanted to turn it down. Not giving me much of a choice. Okay. Yeah. Let's see if we can get that down a little bit, though. It's actually on 2. That's 1, and I think it, to me, it's still a little loud. I wanted it more of a whisper, but that's okay.
Hopefully you can still hear me. I do have the microphone up to my mouth, so hopefully you can hear. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. He is Lord and Savior. Amen. He is God, and there is no other. He is our provider and our strength. He is our hope for today and for tomorrow. Glory to God. He is the Savior of our soul. Amen. And he deserves every accolade. Lord God, yes. Oh, my God. As we rise and as we go forth through our day, we just give him glory. Because the glory is his already. Amen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 101. Use the devil's momentum against him. If the enemy can get you off balance, he can throw you. If the enemy can get you off balance, he can throw you. 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9, it says, be well balanced, temperate, sober-minded, be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset and against his onslaught. Be rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined. To your brotherhood, the whole body of Christ throughout the world. Amen. We have the same enemy. I think in the heat of the moment, we sometimes concentrate more on the actual attack of the enemy than we do on the powerful strategies of God to thwart every attack. He has given us permission. He's given us authority to use the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, against the works of the enemy. And it says against all the works, at the name of Jesus, demons flee. Scripture tells us they tremble at the sound of his name. But we must submit ourselves to him. Amen. Unfortunately, we have been conditioned to say ouch first in the midst of a battle instead of crying out unto the Lord. But in this season, the Spirit of the Lord is taking us through detoxification and reconditioning, where he is showing us the tricks and snares of the enemy that are even hidden in our traditions and cultures, things that had locked us up and bound us by the adversary, though we were taught the opposite. When we center ourselves in God, when he is our heart's desire, when our time of intimacy with him is our priority, glory to God, the Lord will show us those things that have been hidden. His light uncovers hidden enemies and empowers us to withstand the darkness by ushering in the light. At the onset of pain, sorrow, sickness, or any attack, cry loud to the Lord to maintain your center, your balance. He is our balance. Call your trusted company. Remember, we talked about this. Call your trusted company, your tribe, your elders to intercede with you at the onset. So you use the same momentum to come against the enemy that he tries to use to cause you to topple. But this Holy Ghost driven momentum will cause him to flee. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Stand in the evil day. Stand knowing the Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of the Lord in you, fights for you. Stand in his glory and in his might. No weapon that is formed against us, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It is a promise. Amen. It is our inheritance. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 101. Use the devil's momentum against him. Amen. That's the completion of that portion. We'll go now to number 54. These are the lost. These were the lost notes. Amen. We're going forth back to the lost notes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spiritual warfare strategy number 54. Remember, the battle is the Lord's. Remember, the battle is the Lord's. One thing we must remind ourselves as we endure warfare is the battle is the Lord's. The battle belongs to the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God who cannot lose, thus will not lose. He literally is victory. When we were born again, automatically enlisted in the army of the Lord and equipped with the finest of weaponry to push back the darkness in all its forms so that the light emerges in victory every single time. The Lord told Joshua in Joshua 1:9 to be strong and courageous. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged or be dismayed, because the Lord himself will be with you wherever you go. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Twice in Scripture, the Spirit of the Lord declares that the battle is his. The battle is the Lord's. Glory to God. I believe you can find that in 2 Chronicles 20 and 15 and 1 Samuel 17 and 47, if I wrote those down correctly. I pray that I did. If I did not, please take a look at those in Scripture. The Lord is a champion, the captain of the Lord's host. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name, Exodus 15 and 3 says. He doesn't get anxious. It doesn't take him by surprise. He is always locked and loaded. Oh, my God, this is our Lord, the same God who has fashioned us as ambassadors of Christ in the earth, ministers of reconciliation, and we are to occupy until he returns. We've been given authority and dominion through him, his hands and his feet in the earth. Glory to God. The devil is already a defeated foe. He's already defeated. But he continues to resist God and persist in evil toward those who love God. He continues to throw every tactic, every device, and every weapon in his own arsenal to make us forget that this battle, with all its skirmishes, belongs to the Lord. He is the Lord of the battle. Yeshua God, Yahweh, the Lord of the battle. All we need do is be willing and obedient. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 54. Remember, the battle is the Lord. Spiritual warfare strategy number 55. Refuse to follow your emotions. We are emotional beings. God, too, has emotions, and he created us after that manner. Our emotions can either motivate or manipulate. Sometimes we feel grief, sometimes joy, sometimes drained emotionally. Sometimes we feel angry. Sometimes we feel elated. We cannot allow our emotions to take the lead because our emotions can be erratic. Amen. Here's why. There are times when in a crowd, you may look around the room and there's a group that suddenly notice you and your eyes meet. Instantly, you feel self-conscious and a bit fearful as you think, oh no, I don't belong here. I feel out of place. But in reality, the group were talking about how stunning you are and how much they're looking forward to hearing you speak. We cannot allow our emotions to take the lead. Emotions are not necessarily trustworthy. Poor leaders. Romans 8:14 lets us know, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Not only do we have to press past the enemy's objections, we also have to press past our own. The enemy can and does manipulate our emotions. He speaks to us as if it were our own voice speaking in our own mind. I feel dot, dot, dot. We recognize his device and we war with thoughts, casting down the unfruitful ones and speaking life to ourselves and to our emotions. Our emotions must be submitted to the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Let God take the lead at all times. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Let God take the lead at all times, especially the more in times of emotional vulnerability. Submit to the Spirit. He's the one who will guide us safely through the turbulence. Romans 8:14, again from the Amplified Version, it says, For all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. I like that part. All who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Those who have given God full access, full control, those that are completely surrendered, completely submitted to God, they are the sons of God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 55, refuse to follow your emotions. Do not allow your emotions to lead. Spiritual warfare strategy number 56, reject the temptation to flesh out in frustration. Oh, how easy it is to yield to our flesh when we are frustrated, exhausted, and overwhelmed. And the enemy takes full advantage of those openings, and that's precisely what it is. It's an opening, or it can be an opening. But he has purpose to frustrate us. He purposes to frustrate us and to wear us out. Amen. See Daniel 7 and 25 in the Amplified Version. Take a look at it. Also look at what Paul said in Galatians 2, verses 20 through 21 in the King James Version. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. That word frustrateo, and it means to despise or to reject. It means to bring to nothing or to disannul, to cast off. So we don't frustrate the grace of God. We don't despise or reject the grace of God. So we're not going to yield, amen, to the frustrations that the enemy gives. Yes, they will come. And yes, amen, we will have to deal with it even in that moment. But the word of the Lord tells us to cast down, amen, those thoughts. Cast down the works of evil, amen. Even the Lord tells us also to cast our cares unto him. And we know when we're in times of overwhelm and times of frustration, that's a care. It's something that has come against us that seems too big for us, but it's not too big for God. So these are the times that we cast those things upon the Lord because he can handle it. Amen. It's not too big for him. It doesn't take him by surprise. He understands. He knew when it was coming, and he knew the position that you would be in when it came. Amen. But we need to cast those things upon him. We need to remember that, all of us, because we all have times of frustration, times when the enemy would like to use our tongue because we're frustrated to say things that we ought not say, things that are inconvenient, and even things that are word curses over our own lives and lives of others. Amen. But we reject the works of the enemy even in this hour, and we will not speak the things he would have us to speak, but instead we will speak life, and even in our frustration, and we'll say it frustrated, but we'll speak life, and we'll speak to the Lord, and we'll vent to him and tell him all about it, amen, as he works it out behind the scenes, amen, even before we see the solution, amen, the solution is already there, because the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. So even before we have a need of anything, the Lord has already provided. It's already been done, amen. We just need to walk into it in time, but the presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Even to guide us into the place where that provision is in that time of frustration. Glory to God. Amen. The scripture we were looking at in Galatians, basically what Paul is saying here is even when things are not going the way I think or the way we think they should, I recognize I live by faith and not by sight. Jesus is leading me. Yeshua is leading me, and I will not cast off the grace of God so my flesh can have a moment. I will not. Spiritual warfare strategy number 56. Reject the temptation to flesh out in frustration. Spiritual warfare strategy number 57. Walk by faith and not by sight. God has given every believer a measure of faith, and he intends that we should use it. For the just shall live by faith. See Romans 1 and 17, Galatians 3 and 11, and Hebrews 10 and 38. Hebrews 11 and 1 in the Amplified, it says, now faith is the assurance, the title deed, and confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical sense. Verse 2, for by this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. The just shall live by faith. That word shall live, that phrase shall live is zao. And it means lively. It means quick, as in life quickening power of God. That kind of life is talking about being active and blessed. Kingdom life. Full of vigor, effective or efficacious. That word efficacious means ability to produce an intended result. That's the life that is in us, the life-giving power that is in us. Amen. John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his threefold mission, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That word for life is Zoa. Zoa. And it refers to vitality that comes from God himself. It's restorative. It's the power that recovers us from spiritual death. It is the new life in Christ. The Zoe. Glory to God. Amen. The Zao is a derivative, the word in Romans that we were talking about. That's the quickening power, the life-giving, life-sustaining, active, on fire. God breathed life. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live sold out. The just shall live holy. The just shall live consecrated and committed in righteousness. The just shall live by faith. So if we live by faith, then our steps shall also be by faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith neither rests nor relies on our intellect. It does not rely on our reasoning. It does not rely on our creativity. It does not rely on our past successes. Our faith is rooted and grounded in the Lord, and it must always rest in the power of Almighty God. God, even when I can't trace you, I'll trust you. And I will call those things into the earth realm that I cannot see, because you have said they are mine already. Spiritual warfare strategy number 57, walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 58, and I'm just going to say this one because it speaks volumes, even as I say it. The strategy is to set a guard over your mouth. When we should speak in a time that we should be silent, and we should acknowledge the Lord in all of those times, that we listen to the prompts of the Holy Ghost, when we ought to open our mouths and when we ought to be completely silent. Because sometimes, amen, the Lord doesn't even want us to defend ourselves, because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He will repay. We don't need to come up against anybody. We just need to be still sometimes and see the salvation of the Lord. Spiritual warfare strategy number 58, set a guard over your mouth. Spiritual warfare strategy number 59, pray for wisdom in the battle. We need wisdom from the Lord in the heat of the battle, especially when dealing with people who have been or are being influenced by the enemy. We need wisdom. We need the Lord to tell us what to do. Amen. We don't need to have a mind to do anything except that the Lord would have us to do. Amen. We have run out of time, amen, to get in our flesh and read people like the public library. There's no space for that anymore, unless the Spirit of the Lord, amen, has sanctioned you to do so. And if he has, amen, he is going to speak into your ear from his throne room. And he is going to give you a word for that person to speak. And it might come out harsh, and it may be even a word of judgment. But in the end, it will be words of life and words of salvation. The Lord will tell us when to speak. Sometimes that judgment is not salvation for them, because the Lord has given them chance after chance after chance. And because they're reaping exactly what they have sown, amen, and the Spirit of the Lord has continued to call upon them, and now they have a reprobate mind and cannot even receive the things of the Lord any longer. So they're speaking out madness, sheer madness. The spirit of insanity will take over. We have at times, amen, we have a tendency to rip people apart with our mouths. Those same people that God wants to heal and deliver, we need to repent. We need wisdom. Amen. Because there are times that we shouldn't. Because, yeah, we do. We get in our flesh, and sometimes we want to rip people apart. The same ones that the Lord wants to heal. The same ones that the Lord is placing in judgment. so that they will turn, or giving them at least another opportunity to turn, because he knows whether or not they will. Amen. But for us, we need to repent when we do it in our flesh. Amen. We need wisdom. We most certainly need to set a guard over our mouth until the wisdom of the Lord is received. When these battles arise and the enemy is using family, friends, and others, we must use the wisdom of God to separate the principality, the demonic mindset and agenda from the human life that is made in the image of God. Solomon had a conversation with God in a dream where God asked him, "What shall I give you?" Solomon, glory to God, having learned the greatness and sovereignty of the Almighty God from his father David, asked the Lord to give him an understanding heart to judge his people, that he might discern between good and evil. God answered in 1 Kings 3:11 through 14. The Spirit of the Lord answered Solomon. He heard him. Amen. Amen. And that scripture is in, again, it's 1 Kings 3:11 through 14. And that is from the New King James Version. Amen. The music stopped. Here it goes. Also, we want to look at Acts 10 and 34. It says, "He is not a respecter of persons, and he knows exactly what we are contending with." God knows it is only his wisdom that will bring us through the battle so that we are victorious and those bound by the devil are delivered. Just as he gave wisdom to Solomon to lead his people, we must pray to God for the same. The wisdom of God for the battle, the wisdom of God for deliverance, the wisdom of God to navigate life victoriously, effectively, successfully in our interactions with ourselves and in our interactions with people. We need the wisdom of the Lord. James 1 and 5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Lord who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given unto you." That word upbraideth is onaidizo, and it means to chide or reproach or to rebuke. He won't rebuke you for asking for wisdom, but instead he'll give it to you. Ask God for wisdom. He won't rebuke you for asking. He wants you to ask so that he can pour it into you to overflowing. But when you ask in faith without vacillating, without being double-minded. God, rebuke that double-minded spirit in the name of Yeshua. I bind it right now and loose a sound mind that can receive your wisdom and the weight of your kavod in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. More scriptures about wisdom is in Ephesians. 5:15 through 17, it talks about we need wisdom so that we can make the best use of our time because the days are evil. In Proverbs 18 and 15, it's the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Proverbs 12 and 15, it says a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs 24 and 3, by wisdom a house is built. Proverbs 14 and 16, the wise are cautious and turn from evil. Proverbs 3 and 35, the wise will inherit honor. Proverbs 4 and 6, love wisdom and it will keep you. Ecclesiastes 8 and 1, wisdom makes the face of the wise shine. Spiritual warfare strategy number 59, pray for wisdom in the battle. Amen. I think I'm going to stop right there for today. Lord God, we give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. As we go forth, we'll begin, amen, with spiritual warfare number strategy number 60 and our next session. Amen. God bless and keep each and every one of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I break off every retaliatory spirit of the enemy, even right now. I break off all counterattack, Lord, and all backlash, even in this hour. Move mightily upon your people. Awaken the hearts and minds, Lord God, to the times and the seasons. Awaken them, Lord God, that they might see and know that these are the last days. Those things that you wrote, those words that you spoke, Lord, when you walked the earth, and the words that are written in the book of Revelation, they're coming to pass even before our eyes. Awaken your people that they see and be warned. Awaken your people, Lord God, that they hold tight to you and not let go, and that they hear the instruction and the wisdom that is coming forth out of your mouth. Lord, give them all ears to hear and eyes to see, Lord God, and increase in them, Lord God, oh my God, a desire, even, Lord God, a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, a hunger and a thirst for holiness, a hunger and a thirst for truth. Even in this hour, we need you, Lord God, every day and every hour for everything under the sun. We need you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we need you to save us, Lord God, from this evil generation. We need you, Lord God, to deliver us from all evil. Even right now, in the name of Yeshua, God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Until next time, God bless.